Debbie Sosa is a South Floridian from Puerto Rico. After Hurricane Maria devastated the island, she started making calls.
We had the plane to deliver the goods to Puerto Rico to the Boys and Girls Foundation. And at the same time, then we worked together with them to bring these patients to get treatment.
Sosa partnered with people here and in San Juan and a businessman who donated his plane to get 8 people to the Sano Jet Center in Fort Lauderdale. Sosa works for Miami-Dade Public Schools by day, and the boxes she's been packing are for babies in San Juan.
I found my calling. I want to do this now, from now on. I call me crazy. I've been working during the day and at night. I've been packing boxes.
Ismael Ortiz has diffused large B-cell lymphoma, an aggressive form of cancer. He found out about the flight through other cancer patients.
Over here, I'll probably be helping others get out while I'm awaiting treatment, because I couldn't continue my treatment over there.
Ortiz says without electricity, the water supply is impure, which compounded his health issues.
I had like this fungus all over my face and on my body out of nowhere, and it was from the water. Once you have a condition, and then the conditions over there complicate everything even more.
Ortiz will now fly to Washington State, where he can get his next round of chemo. I'm Katie Spitalski in Miami.